You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
So tonight's National Edition, I have Curtis Sliwa, obviously a stalwart on WABC. And the reason that I book Curtis is because there is a disaster forming in the New York City Police Department. And tomorrow, Wednesday, and we'll go over this in detail, all right, there is the tree lighting in Rockefeller Center, and a radical left anti-Israel group says it's going to disrupt the whole thing. And can the NYPD prevent that? So that's what I'm talking to Curtis about on the National Edition. But the defections that are now taking place inside the police department, I think it's going to be about 3,000 this year alone, veteran cops that are quitting. Because as many of you know, it's a no-win situation for police. All right? And they're on the street, but they can't stop crime because of all these insane laws and dictums. And we'll go over that with Curtis. But, you know, I look back and I was lucky enough to have a grandfather who was a member of the NYPD in the 1920s and 30s. War hero in World War I, and they kept order. The cops kept order. You might remember Teddy Roosevelt was a police commissioner in New York, and Teddy was in Brooklyn any no bail law. He wasn't doing any of that, and the city was much safer. And then we had this wave of crime in the 90s, the crack wars, and then Giuliani and Bloomberg came in, cleaned it up. And then de Blasio came in, destroyed the entire fabric of the city. And now Adams, who's not as bad as de Blasio, but still not as authoritative as he should be, is presiding over public disorder at an incredible degree. And so this is going to be on display tomorrow night on NBC with the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. And I'm very curious to see how it's all going to play out. Now, if these maniacs proceed to disrupt this whole thing, you know what a hit New York City is going to take? So the city depends on tourism, business in every way, hotels and restaurants and you name it. People see chaos and carnage tomorrow night. That tourism is going to dip and dip fast. This is big. This is a big thing. I am not going to guess. I'm hoping that the police department has plans to stop this threat. But it's hard because these people look like everybody else. And if they're not carrying a sign or banded together, they can infiltrate, get close to the tree, and then go crazy. Nobody's going to be patting them down. Violence could happen. There's going to be thousands of children in the area. And this is, you know, this is a big story here. WABC, of course, will be covering it very, very intensely. Final point I want to make tonight before we get to Sliwa and the national program is, I don't think many people understand how many radicals, really, really out there people there are living in New York City right now. Two examples. You go down to St. Mark's Place in the Village. Let's walk around. Take a look. You go up to the Nation of Islam, and you got to be careful up there. But you, what's being said in the services up there, in the mosques and things like that, dangerous. Absolutely dangerous. And believe me, Farrakhan and the boys don't have any use for the Jews. Well, they're active in Harlem. They're a big crew up there. And so these people are here. You don't see and hear of them much, but they're here. And they will cause serious damage if they can.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.